So now you've heard from Diane Kennedy on the advantages of taxes and real estate. And joining Diane and I right now is another Rich Dad advisor, Garrett Sutton, who wrote the book Own Your Own Corporations. He's also my attorney, the person that specializes in my corporate or legal entities. He's a fellow rugby player, and he's the person that protects me from people who want to sue and steal my assets, Garrett Sutton. And he will be going into how you use entities such as limited partnerships and different types of corporations or entities, as they're called, to your advantage when investing in real estate. Welcome, Garrett.
Thank you, Robert. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. Would you mind going into what you call the good, the bad, the ugly of entities, or what is an entity? Maybe we should start with that.
An entity is a separate legal structure used to protect yourself in certain situations. And the framework of the good, the bad, and the ugly applies to the holding of real estate assets, as well as to the conducting of business. In terms of the bad entities, the ones you want to avoid, the sole proprietorship and the general partnership are the bad entities.
And when Garrett and I do courses together, it's really quite shocking because Garrett will say, how many of you in the audience are using sole proprietorships and partnerships? And it's shocking that a vast number of people are still using them.
It's very surprising, Robert, how many people raise their hands. And I talk to the people afterwards and they say, my CPA suggested that I be a sole proprietorship or a general partnership. And that's just the wrong advice for most people.
What is a weakness with a sole proprietorship and then a partnership?
A sole proprietorship does not require any special filing with the state. If you go out and do business yourself, you are conducting yourself as a sole proprietor.
So let's say I have Robert's cleaning service, and I'm cleaning somebody's house, and somebody slips and falls on the floor. I have no protection from lawsuit. The person who slips and falls can take my car, take my house, take any other asset I have.
Exactly. You're painting a big red bullseye on your chest when you operate as a sole proprietorship.
Okay. And a partnership is what?
A partnership is more of a formal arrangement where you can have a partnership agreement whereby people agree to share profits, but a partnership can also occur on the basis of a handshake arrangement. So you can form a partnership very easily with someone you're doing business with, and the consequences are quite dramatic. You can be responsible in a general partnership for the acts of your partner. Even though you had nothing to do with it, you were thousands of miles away when it happened, you are equally responsible with your partner in that situation.
So that's why you say with a partnership, you have twice the risk and half the income.
Exactly.
If your partner goes and hits somebody with their car, heaven forbid, the person who has been hit by the car can come after you, even though you weren't even near the person.
And worse than that, he can come after not only you and your business assets, but you and your personal assets as well.
Okay.
There's no protection there.